And then they said, well, we have this one that one of the managers just brought back. It's a, what do they call it?
It was the owner. But that's not important, Adam. Here's the important question, Adam. This is the, and I'll let you go after this question. I'll let you off the hook after this question. Here's the question, Adam. Okay. Now think about this before you answer it.
Yeah.
What was the dollar amount that it had to be under in order for this deal to work? What exactly is the dollar amount that the car needed to be under? For this to work. Oh, wait, think about it, Adam. Think about it. Don't answer until the music stops. Adam, what was the dollar amount that the car needed to be under in order for his deal to work?
So I wrote something down here, right here, on this piece.
That piece of paper just says, I need to pee.
And it says, I'm going to get this wrong. I think it was
$29,000, Adam, is what you believe the dollar amount was that he needed to have it under in order for this to work.
I'm probably wrong.
But congratulations, Adam. Yes, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
Wow. Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Zap. Episode 2411 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 11th of April 2017. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters and some nattering, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Another coupon? Hello, Xfinity's Big. Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your Xfinity's today because y'all, you know, I mentioned to you on yesterday's little show about going to the Xfinity store, the Comcast Xfinity store. The lady told me that my 2-year commitment was up, and the best that she could do is the same thing that I currently had. However, I'd lose the HBO, and it was going to cost me a little more, which is not the same thing. And I said, well, I'm going to go check out AT&T. I decided on Monday, I called the Xfinity. And I asked to speak to someone regarding customer retention. Yes, Big Fatty, customer retention. I get all these offers and everything from the Xfinity and the Comcast and all. Y'all, it's just advertisements, but it's only good for new customers. So, you know, to me, this is odd customer service. I can understand trying to get new customers, but y'all, it seems to me like they'd also try to retain you as well. Yes, Big Betty. And I spoke to this nice young man. And I told him the situation and all, and it wasn't the customer retention wasn't the name of the department. It was like customer solutions. Yes, Big Fatty, solutions. So y'all, he piddled around on there for a little bit and all, and he says, "Oh, now, Big Fatty, for you to have the same." The same services you have now without the HBO. And y'all, I didn't want the HBO anyway. I never watched the damn thing. He says, I can get it to you with the taxes and the equipment rentals and everything for about about $12 to $15 cheaper a month. And y'all, this lady that I talked to on was it Saturday? She just, you know, there were no other options. I'm glad I called, and I've committed for another 2 years, it's just, you know, and I was nice to the young man, he was nice to me, and it gets back to the, and I know that there have been some incidences in the media and all about customer service. I think one of those airplanes, it may have been the Satisfier airplane that this happened on, where they pulled somebody off. And I don't really know exactly what happened, but I'm sure it'll be on the news. I firmly believe if you're expecting good customer service, then you should be a good customer as well. And that's my wise old fatty talk for today. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today. Y'all, I've had this one for about a week. It's from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And Straight Bob says, hello there, beautiful man. Big Fatty, was he in the juice? I don't know. We can see you are a man about the house using those big scissor things, mulching and getting those outside chores done at Fat Acres. My question is this. Were you able to set up the chairy room all by yourself, or did you need to call in the engineers to shore up the sling? Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the Axe Big Fatty question. Always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question, you beautiful man. First of all, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Big Fatty donated his portable sling over to the Horror Hotel, so it's over there. So there was no shoring up the sling or anything like that. And the special chair, it's very compact, and it comes in three pieces, and Big Fatty can even do that. And y'all, I've got the nice carrying case and everything. In fact, Straight Bob, next time you're visiting the U.S. of A., come on by Fat Acres, and I'll find a place for you to sit. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Big Fatty, we hear it, yes! Y'all, it's a bonus. It's a bonus coupon this week, because I stayed home Monday morning waiting for my termite inspection, and I'll tell you how that went in a few minutes. But on my way in to the coal mine, y'all ran by the Vons East, because I decided I was going to, you know, they had the Starburst jelly beans on sale, buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I picked up a couple more bags, because everybody in the coal mine seemed to like those. Y'all, and I was almost out of my English muffins, and I remember that they had them buy one, get one free this week, so I picked up a couple of those. And, y'all, then I decided I was going to have me one of those I don't remember what else was in bacon and kale solid or whatever. Y'all, they didn't have the one that I had the other day. So, y'all, I got the kale and shaved Brussels sprouts solid. They were two for $6, so I just picked up one today. But I had that for my lunch, and y'all, it was delicious. It had a lemony garlic dressing on it, and some I don't know what. And I've added some bacon to it and all. But y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And Big Fatty, you have tooted all afternoon, and it was just vulgar you doing that.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you? How are you, Big Fatty? How are you, Poodle? You say the funniest thing.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I'm just waking up. I'm on a holiday this week, and I'm just out in the countryside, not doing anything, well, doing writing, and it's really nice. There's nobody to bother me. I always wake up and I listen to Big Fatty, but usually when I'm at work, I have to, you know, I'm on the train and I'm rushing around, but no, I'm just lying in bed, and I'm listening to Big Fatty and Poodle.
Hi.
And absolutely lovely before I get up and have my breakfast.
Will you turn the volume up, please?
What? Who's that?
Will you turn up the volume? It is us, the aliens.
Oh, bloody hell. What are you doing? What are you doing in my bed?
Are you Big Fatty?
No.
No, I'm not Big Fatty. Look, you can't just get in the bed with me. Sorry, Big Fatty. I appear to have intruders in my bed, and they've mistaken me for you. You for me. No, me for you. Anyway, this isn't Big Fatty's house. If you want to go and go on, get in your UFO and fly off somewhere.
We want breakfast.
No, you can't have breakfast. This is most inappropriate. I don't know. Anyway, do you want to say I'm just recording? Do you want to say hello?
We love Big Fatty.
Okay, that's quite enough now. Right, goodbye. Goodbye, Big Fatty. I don't know. Can't even get a bit of rest, a bit of sleep, and your own holiday. Bye now.
Bye. Oh.
What is that noise he's making?
Oh.
It is scary.
Oh, yes. Big Fatty. Y'all, that is Paul the Shy Yeti. Along with the aliens. And first of all, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. But it sounds like that was quite a surprise for you. Almost a nightmare there in the love chamber on your holiday. Big Fatty, what holiday is it? I didn't know that the next holiday is Easter. Well, I know, but I think that means vacation to him. Oh, okay. But, Paul, it reminds me, Miss Beaver, you know, I don't know where you're taking your holiday. Are you in the Faroe Islands? Because, you know, that's where Miss Beaver is from. But she's on holiday also. And she sent me a message that said she's in Switzerland. And she says, break ready. Last night I dreamt of you. That was impressive. You had a ponytail. Very hot. Made me question my lesbianism, actually. Discombobulating dreams are the best. And I wrote back and I said, poor Miss Beaver, having BF nightmares, at least it wasn't Vera Big Fatty. Anyway, Paul and Miss Beaver, I hope you're you have a better night's sleep, even though, you know, today, y'all, it is the full moon, so maybe this explains a lot of things. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
The aliens are here again. They've been working on a little song. It's not finished, but I think you might recognize the tune.
Okay.
Go on, aliens, sing your song.
Oh, yes.
And then there's another verse, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
Yes. This is the second verse.
Oh, okay. Sing it. Sing it.
We love Poodle. 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 We love Poodle.
Oh, I like the second verse. Much better. Yeah. Yes.
You do know I write poems and stories and stuff. Oh. If you want someone to write some lyrics.
Oh.
No. We love Big Fatty. We love Poodle.
That's basically all you write songs about. Okay, right. Well, I'll let him get on with it then. Okay, bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Say goodbye, aliens.
Goodbye, aliens.
Bye, aliens.
That's an old joke.
Oh,
bye.
Hi. Y'all, that is the Shy Yeti again, along with the aliens, and thank you again for the lovely Big Fatty. It was a serenade, a spaceship serenade, it was. And thank you so much for thinking of us and writing that special. So, Big Fatty, I really like the second verse much better than the first one. Well, I'm not surprised by that. But thank you again for thank you. Yes, Big Fatty, just spit it out. Just say thank you for calling. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of today's little show that y'all had my annual termite inspection. Larry Kloss sent me a testimonium, says, get them to check your wooden teeth while they're there. So, y'all, my molars are intact. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I was, you know, they said they'd be here between 8 a.m. and noon, and I guess it was probably about 10:30, 10:45, something like that. That there was the doorbell rang, and y'all, I went and I went to the door, and y'all, there was this handsome young man standing there, and he said, everybody, I'm here to do your, I'm Justin, and I'm here to do your termite inspection. And y'all, I stuck my hand out and shook Justin's hand. Oh, Big Fatty, that's that kale and the Brussels sprout. It is. Justin did his little inspection and actually did a much thorough job than the guy did last year. And y'all had just a nice little perky butt and everything. And y'all, immediately when he said his name was Justin, I immediately thought of the Fed driver, because you know he likes the Justin Bieber. But the villa passed with flying colors. I didn't have any problems or anything notated on my report. Big Fatty, Justin told me he was going to have to report that you had some splinters in your lips. Oh, okay. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all remember, it's the full moon and the crazies will be out. Big Fatty, I think they're already out. So, anyway, just be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty, be prepared. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard the kids from the former Dubious Intentions. And is there anything you'd rather listen to rather than 20 minutes of BFO? Big Fatty, they're still thinking. No, I think that's what they'd rather listen to than the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.